Hey, this is Sharon Lizzy, and you are listening to the Barry Farmer Show Extra. Some things that you heard on the air and some things that you did not hear on the air. Enjoy. I like to pride myself on being, you know, being able to resolve issues and things, but I often wonder about grown folks that fight.
Oh, grown folks that fight?
And of course, you know, kids, teens fight, but have you ever been in a fight?
As a grown up?
Yes.
Oh no, I ain't got time for that.
Me either.
I ain't got time for jail.
No time for jail. No time for to be dead.
Because I'm going to win.
You're gonna win
by any means necessary.
I got in a fight one time as a, I guess, a teenager.
Oh, a teenager. Okay.
Well, it really wasn't a fight.
Oh, it was screaming or something.
Yeah, I got beat. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
She tore that up, Sam.
Well, it wasn't even like a scrap fight type thing. This girl thought that I liked her boyfriend.
Of course.
And so she approached me. You know, a little stupid stuff. I'll knock my mama off my shoulder.
Oh,
little stupid
gosh.
Stuff like that. And before I knew it, she had my arm up behind my back. And so she strained something. I was walking around with my arm in a sling.
I put you in a sling, Sharon. For looking at her man.
Man, I mean, she was quick. She must have watched wrestling or something, because before I knew it, I was like, damn, how my arm get all the way back there?
What you doing? I'm on him.
So that really wasn't a fight. She just jacked up my arm.
That was a beat up.
Yeah.
You didn't get beat up. You just...
I lost.
Ooh, it's food time.
Ooh, where is it?
Oh, well, we ain't got none.
Like, where is it?
We on the budget at the station. We ain't got no food. But look, what is your favorite snack? Like, crunchy and sweet, what's your favorite snack?
Favorite sweet snack would be Goobers. I love chocolate-covered peanuts.
Okay.
I don't even have to be at the movie theater to eat those.
Goobers.
But that's my favorite sweet snack. Favorite salty snack?
Right.
Ooh, would be...
Come on.
Either like Fritos or Doritos.
Okay, yeah, because I can get with the Doritos.
I like the toes. Fritos, Doritos.
Okay.
Cheetos.
My favorite sweet snack is like the Little Debbie Nutty Bars.
Okay.
That's my thing right
That's
there.
The one with the chocolate on it.
It's like the peanut butter with the layers
with the
wafer.
Okay.
That's my jank right there. And favorite snack would be like
the crunchy one.
The crunchy would be
salty.
Like, you know munchies with the mix.
Yeah,
you know, that's my,
I like those.
So I like those, the regular one, not the spicy, because I can't do no spicy no more. It just tears me.
It just tears you
it
up.
It just tears me to pieces.
He's just sitting here holding his stomach. Yeah. Ooh, he had a flashback. Just tears me up.
Yes, because let me hold on. Sidetrack. So last week I went to Karina's.
Bubble Guts.
Yeah, Bubble Guts. I went to Karina's, the Jamaican place on the south side, and I ordered jerk chicken.
Ooh,
which is
gracious.
I didn't realize it's extremely spicy.
Yes, it is.
Like I said, I can't do the spicy no more. So the next day, I wake up, stomach all the pieces. I said, oh no, not the jerk. I need my jerk chicken. I like it.
You ate some more?
Let me tell you, I paid $12 for that. it was a lot of chicken left.
You should have brought it to me.
I finished that jerk chicken and woke up the next morning like, oh, well, it's done now. But that's my crunchy snack is the munchies and the nutty bars.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let's ask Don. Producer Don.
Wake up.
Yo, here I am.
What is yours? Sweet snack? Crunchy snack?
Salty.
Me, sweet. I like Oreo cream pies. They do it for me. They
Oreo
is, where is it?
I love
okay.
it. I didn't know there was an Oreo cream pie. I thought it was just like a moon pie.
Nah.
Did I say Oreo?
Yeah, you
I meant
Oreo.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, you like Lil Debbie. Lil Debbie.
Lil Debbie.
Yeah, those are good.
Okay. What about crunchy?
Crunchy, I like the Oreo, the Oreos.
Did you say Oreo?
Oreos.
But that's supposed to be salty, though.
Yeah, salty. That's too
salty
sweet.
To me.
That's okay.
Coming up next in our Youthpreneur Spotlight, we have Anaya, the CEO of KC Cosmetics. Barry, I don't know if I'm getting older, but my joints hurt a lot. Does that happen to you?
All the time. What do you do about it?
Oh, I go to the CBD store. I go check out Jennifer.
Okay, what does she have there?
She has tinctures, water solubles, edible vapors, skincare, and she even has pet products.
Okay, where can we find Jennifer?
Well, her first location is at Regency Square Mall on the second floor, and she has a newer location at 4366 South Laburnum Avenue.
Well, I'm going to have to check her out.
Oh, let's go. Welcome back to the Barry Farmer Morning Show. Well, we have a special guest here. Our special guest is a youthpreneur. Her name is Anaya, and Anaya has a business called KC Cosmetics. Welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you guys for having me.
Oh, no problem. Look, you said youthpreneur right this time because I struggle with it. Look, Anaya, tell us what you got going on here.
Okay, so KC Cosmetics is basically skincare. I do jewelry and I also do lip gloss. Mm-hmm. I make everything by hand. All my lip gloss.
Hold on. You make everything by hand?
Yes. Everything you see here I made by myself.
So you got a lab in the house?
Basically, yes.
She's cooking in the kitchen. What you cooking? Let me see what you're cooking in the kitchen.
All right. So what you just picked up is the lip gloss called Barbie Dreams. It is strawberry kiwi scented. Yes. This one actually is just part of my Valentine's Day collection that I just released yesterday. This one is just called Just Kiss Me 2.0.
Ooh, I might need that one.
Yeah, for the boo.
5.0.
That is cool. And you make
so does that have a flavor?
Yes. Yes, that one actually is strawberry.
Okay, this is strawberry.
Okay. This one is called Crystal Clear. It is coconut scented. I actually just made this one yesterday. I actually just released this one. This one is called Rest in Paradise. It's cotton candy flavored.
Oh, so that is a lip gloss as well. It's just a different packaging. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. This one is actually squeeze tubes, and these are our wand tubes.
Okay. So tell me this, Anaya. What made you get started in this?
I actually just started with bangles, but I got interested in skincare, so I branched off to lip gloss first, and then I actually started doing skincare because I actually kind of started breaking out a lot on my skin, and I wanted to find some stuff that would help me. And after I started using like my rose oil, I got a lot of good compliments on my skin, so I just started to sell it.
I was just about to say your skin is gorgeous, but you were talking about breakouts.
Oh yes, this is my rose oil. What I do is I use a mix of coconut oil, vitamin E oil, and what I do is I bring it to a boil, and then I add roses because the roses promotes when it
there really roses in there.
Yes, you can get it without roses, and you can get it with roses.
She done put the roses in the bottle.
Okay, let's go back for just a moment. I did say youthpreneur.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How old are you, Anaya?
I'm 16.
16 years old with all this going on.
Yes.
And you done put the roses in the bottle? You done thought of putting the roses in the bottle at 16?
Yes.
Adults can't even think of that.
And what is this?
These are lip scrubs. So lip scrubs, they actually make your lips
so
soft.
So you don't wear chapped lips.
No, you scrub them on your lips for about 30 seconds and then you wash them off with warm water. And I suggest after you apply my gloss, I actually have a bundle where you can get the Berry Berry lip gloss and Berry Berry.
Not the Berry Berry. Let me see. I don't even wear no lip gloss. Let me see that on here.
So is that like blueberry?
Yes. That one actually is pineapple scented.
Pineapple.
You can smell it.
Pineapple, that's one of the sea.
Great
day
I am
in
so
the
impressed.
Morning.
So how long have you had your business, Anaya?
I started my business in, it took off in October, but I got the idea in August. It was actually very different. I actually started off with hair, but that wasn't actually my passion.
Okay.
So I switched on to this because it's something I would like to do and continue.
Wow.
But I can see that, like, looking at your face and your lips and everything, the products work, guys.
I mean,
I'm still over the roses in the bottle now.
I'm still stuck on 16 years old.
I mean, and I'm impressed.
At least you're speechless. Yeah. This is amazing. But you said you started with jewelry.
Yes, yeah. I started with bangles, and my branding actually wasn't this good, but it took me a long time to get my branding here, and I'm still trying to better my branding.
Right.
I did everything myself. I designed my logo by myself. I also designed my website by myself.
Because I'm looking at it, and some of the products, like the presentation is great.
Yes, it's amazing. And you should see the gift bags that she has in it.
Yes. What is that? Velvet? What is that?
Fresh velvet?
Satin. Did you say satin?
Yes.
Just like your lips when you use her scrub and her gloss.
Satin.
Satin.
You got the sheets in the bag.
Yes.
I also sold lashes, but they were all sold out, so I didn't get a chance to bring any.
Hold on. Now you know.
Okay, so what don't you do? You have cosmetics, you have lashes, you have jewelry. Is there any other avenue that you're trying to branch out into?
Yes. Well, majority of my products that I'm about to release actually this tomorrow, because that's when the rest of my supplies come in. I'm trying to do face masks, and also once I get this skincare stuff down packed, I want to start doing like facials on people's face.
Well, you know what? Hold on, hold that thought right there. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back right after
this.
Yes.
Buying a home is part of building a new you, and Jennifer Elliott of Fathom Realty can help you with that. She can help you if you're starting over, selling your current home and helping you downsize, or grow an investment business, find a bigger home for your growing family, and more. The home is the heart and place of comfort and security, a place of love, and Jennifer will help you find just that. As a veteran, she can help you give back to the community with cash back at closing for those who serve. So contact Jennifer Elliott at 434-247-1363 at Fathom Realty. And we are back with Miss Anaya of KC Cosmetics. Anaya, you've got a lot going on at the age of 16, being an entrepreneur.
Right.
So my question right now is, how do you find time to do all of this and still be a teenager?
Right.
Well, it is kind of hard because I do have a job, and I am still in school.
Wait, hold back up. You have a job too?
Yes.
Child.
I work at this place called Topgolf. It's right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that place just opened up. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I spend some of my time there, but most of the time on the weekends, I usually wake up really early to get my products done or out. When I come in from work, I would still work on my product before I go to bed.
So are you also like top of the class and everything?
I was going to say, so you're a straight A student then,
yes,
right?
I stay on top of my grades. I'm not going to lie. Even when they do slip a little bit, I try my best to bring them back up.
There you go. Hey, I mean, so before the cosmetics, what did you used to do?
School. Mm-hmm. Just school student. I came up with this idea because I really wanted to be rich before I graduate.
Yeah. She wants to be able to pay for college.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm in my junior year right now, so it's been so far so good. I'm just waiting to see how next year is.
Okay, so how much have you saved so far? No, don't tell us. Don't tell us. Don't tell us. That was a joke.
No, but really, I'm not. No.
But you did mention something about clothing. I mean, what inspired you to even just be a youth entrepreneur?
I don't know. I guess the idea of getting it myself really motivates me.
Right.
Then especially I like knowing that I work for it. So at the end of the day, when I do make it, I can say that I did this by myself.
Where is your mama? Where is your daddy? So I can shake their hands. This is truly amazing.
Really? So tell us... what's the end game for K Cosmetics? What is your bigger vision? Since you're 16, you know, almost adulthood and things like that. So what is the end game for this?
I'm trying to make it big.
Right.
All right.
I want to be the next skincare. The next skincare business, like MAC.
Like MAC, I was going to go there.
Yeah.
MAC or Lush.
Okay.
Well, you're well on your way. I'm in awe. I'm kind of stumbling over my words trying to figure out what to say next.
Yeah, I mean, when we have the youthpreneurs come in here and they have their products and things like that, we tend to be left speechless because at your age, we can't even fathom the detail that puts that y'all put into the product. I didn't have that much concentration at your age to even do all that.
I probably had the concentration, but I was concentrating on other things. Spending my mama's money and not trying to make my own.
Right. Right. So, are there any services you want to offer in the future? What is that plan looking like?
Yes, I'm doing a lot of, like, looking up on YouTube how mm-hmm. to do facial care, like mm-hmm. the steam treatments for your face mm-hmm. and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Learn what kind of supplies I need, mm-hmm. how much money I need to start up, my target audience, et cetera, et cetera.
She said the target audience. I don't even know what ours is yet.
Yeah, I was 16. All I knew was an audience. I'm a target.
Somebody look at me.
Really?
Wow.
You got a lot of business sense.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
You have been doing your research. This is truly amazing.
I took a class my 10th grade year because when I realized that business is really what I want to do, I took a class called Economics and Personal Finance. Mm-hmm. And I actually got certified in that before in my 10th grade year. Mm-hmm. So that actually helped me a lot with my business because it gave me some pointers. And it actually helped me win. In November, I won the New York City J.P. Morgan Chase Business Youth Competition.
What was you going to tell us there? Like, what took you so long to get to that?
I won third place, and it was a $500 prize.
Excellent. Jeez. I am so proud of you. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're wishing you much success. Now, before you go, you need to let us know where everyone can find the products and how they can find you.
Oh, yes. You guys can see me on Instagram at KC Cosmetics. It's KC, KOSME.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, KC Cosmetics _ on Instagram and KCCosmetics.net. That is my website.
Okay. Yes. And has a website.
Yes.
Making money while she's sleeping.
That's right.
Does your brother ever harass you when you're trying to take care of business?
Mainly when they see me working, they just
get out of the way.
Yeah,
what does KC stand for?
Cash Couture. Yes.
Sound fancy to me?
Cha-ching,
cha-ching. That sound like money. Mm-hmm. Cash Couture.
Well, I'm gonna have to check you out. I'm just amazed. This is amazing.
We appreciate you stopping by.
Yes, indeed.
All right, guys, we'll be back with more right after this. All right, that's going to do it for us today here on the Barefoot Morning Show with Sharon Lizzie.
Yes.
All right, look, as I always tell them where they can find you.
You can find me, Sharon Lizzie 1, on Twitter and Instagram, or Sharon Lizzie Gilbert on Facebook.
And as always, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Twitter.
And I am Barry Farmer. And if you need an extra dose. You can visit BarryFarmer.com. As always, you can also join our Facebook group, the Barry Farmer Morning Show Mob, to interact with us on a daily basis. Listen, guys, we'll check you out later.